The Warriors energized hosting the Timberwolves and getting points in droves on the fast break, plus plenty more from Beyond the Arc. Klay Thompson, electric, with 7 3-pointers on the way to a game-high 41 points. Stephen Curry revving the engine and creating all kinds of offense, finishing with 19 points and 9 assists. Matt Barnes, a strong night with a pair of trays en route to 12 points in the start, while Andre Iguodala, a force on both ends, delivering 11 points to the mix as the Warriors take down the Timberwolves, 121-107 the final. Here's Coach Kerr.
I mean, he's just Klay. That's the guy is so explosive, and I like that he got to the line quite a bit. 9 free throws. The threes you kind of expect. You know, we take them for granted, I think, in some ways. And I think in general, what I would like to say about Klay is his defense is so important for us. Putting pressure on the ball, and I'm not really talking about tonight. He was playing off the ball tonight, but you know, he's had a spectacular season, and you know, the shooting is we know about, but it's everything that he does for us at both ends. His movement on offense, cutting, opens up so many things offensively for us, whether he gets a shot or not, and then defensively, just the size and the tenacity on the ball. He's a great player.
Steve, the zippy passing, especially in the second quarter when West was on the court with all those assists, how much did that really get the offense clicking there?
Yeah, that was great. David is such a good passer, and you know, he loves to get to those elbows, and he's got good cutters around him. We got a lot of guys on the floor who really like to cut and move without the ball, and so David has fit in beautifully with the way we like to play anyway, and he's really added a dimension to our game this year to be able to play through him when he's out on the floor. It's been great.
When Steph and Klay get it going like they did in the third quarter today, what kind of effect does that have? Is it as deflating from on the court level as it looks from where we're sitting?
Well, you'd have to ask the opponents if it's deflating. It's not, it's energizing for us. I mean, you know, when they both get it going and our defense can get stops and we can get out and transition, I mean, it feels like the whole game just breaks free. And so that's fun. That's kind of when we're at our best. But that starts with the defense. And when we can get stops and get rebounds, that allows those two guys to really get going.
Steve, what did you think of the defense tonight and really the last two games? Do you feel like there's been maybe a little slippage?
I didn't think it was great tonight. We fouled a lot. I thought we turned it on after, you know, the first quarter. They shot a pretty high percentage, and they were getting a lot of offensive rebounds, and I think we got better as the game went on. They were pretty tired, too. That's a tough back-to-back to fly in from Minneapolis last night, so I think they wore down a little bit, and our defense wasn't where it's been the last, 10, 11 games, whatever, but, we got the job done.
Take me through your mind in the seconds where Steph is attempting one of those lefty behind-the-back passes until it's either completed or it goes out of bounds or gets picked off.
I think, with Steph, you just let him go. Really, I mean, he's so explosive, he's so creative, he's so skilled that, it reminds me a little bit of Manu Ginobili, early in his career when I was playing with the Spurs, he'd do some crazy stuff and Pop would look at him like, what are you doing? But after a couple of years, Pop realized, let him do it, because for every 2 turnovers, there's 10 great plays, and I think that's how I feel about Steph, kind of the Steve Nash thing too. You just when the ratio of great plays to turnovers is that high, you have to live with some crazy plays now and then. So that's my feeling with Steph, is he can do whatever he wants, and he's going to have some high turnover games, but the impact he makes and the joy that our team gets from him playing the way he plays is difficult to quantify.
Steve, when Steph's kind of missing his shots early in a game like this, do you have confidence that he's going to find his groove when it matters most? And what? That's obviously just because you've seen it. It seems like the third quarter specific, third quarter specifically is when he gets it going. What is it about that quarter, you think?
Well, I think tonight he was angry with himself. You know, he's been in such a good groove, and he did not have a good first half. He had a couple late turnovers late second quarter, and I don't know what he was shooting at half, 2 for 9, 2 for 10. So he didn't have it going, but he was angry, and you could see he had that competitive fire in his eyes, and we kind of had a feeling as a staff that he was getting ready to break loose, and not that that's like an earth-shattering prediction with Steph.
Steve, I know obviously win the game is right now is the priority, but do you ever find yourself thinking in a game like this, okay, when Durant's back, you're going to put him in this slot, or it's going to work because Durant's going to be over here? Are you almost doing that adjustment on the fly during a game?
The last 2 days as a staff, we've been talking quite a bit about the rotation. So not so much during the game today. It's more something we talk about, you know, at practice you know, when we have some time to hash it out. So we have an idea of what we're going to do when he gets back.
And he's not a guy who demands anything, but when it's going this well, does it change how you might want to work him in because you're reeling off all these wins?
No, I mean, the whole thing is his health and his conditioning. You know, we want to get him back playing at a high level, and we know it's not going to happen in, you know, two or three regular season games. It's going to take a few playoff games as well, and so we've got to trust the training staff when they tell us about, you know, minutes and, you know, how long he could be out on the floor and all that, and then we got to help him just kind of find his groove. You know, we're playing really well, but, you know, in my opinion, if Kevin had been here the last 12 games, we would have won the last 12. Like, this has nothing to do with his absence. This has to do with the schedule. You know, we came back off that trip, and the schedule totally turned in our favor. And after losing some games, we just got our edge. And when we got our edge, we started defending. That's why we're playing well. That would have happened whether Kevin was here or not.
You noted before the game that Green and Iguodala would not play tomorrow night unless something happened in the game to change your mind. Did anything happen to change your mind? And who will start in Green's place, have you decided?
I haven't even gone that far yet, but nothing happened health-wise that will change anything for tomorrow. So I think everybody else will be suited up and ready to go.
You were kind of mentioning with Steph that, you know, he was a little mad. You could kind of see him that way. Clay is obviously a less outwardly emotional looking person. Is there anything he does like in a game like this where you see it and you think he's on tonight, or, you know, is it a defensive play that, you know, kind of separates these games from the others?
You know, he's so poker faced, stoic, however you want to put it. It's hard to tell. You know, where you can see it with Clay is when he makes, you know, two or three in a row, and he's got a little bounce to his step, and then you know he's going to pull up from 40 feet in transition the next time. And if he makes that one, you know, now you can really feel it. And he made a couple of those tonight. But, you know, he doesn't say much. He doesn't make many facial expressions. He just kind of has this swagger. It's the way he kind of carries himself, and you can see it on a night like tonight.
Looked like most of the game you did not have Draymond on Towns. I know he's had him before. What was the thinking there, and do you think that had an effect, maybe Draymond playing like a free safety role on defense a little bit?
Well, we started him on Towns, and then what we decided to do was when he picked up his first foul, which was pretty early in the game, we switched Zaza onto him, and we didn't want Draymond to pick up his second. And Zaza did a nice job, and you know, I like having Draymond as a center fielder. He can kind of orchestrate things from behind the defense. So we just kind of stayed with that. But the game, you know, we were able to break the game open. So it didn't warrant a lot of, you know, tinkering defensively with matchups. We just stayed with what we were doing.
Now the Warriors head out for what will be the final road game of the regular season as they take on the Suns in Phoenix on Wednesday night. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.